Sir, you see this bag?
Yes.
Have any idea what's in there?
I would guess that those are marijuana cigarettes.
You want to reach in and take one out, sir?
First time I've had that privilege. Thank you so much. Am I permitted to smoke this on Hollywood Boulevard?
Tell you, that's the kind of night it's going to be. That's the kind of hour it's going to be, folks. If you're on board for the hour, this is Jimmy Knight. That was Chesty on the microphone there.
I apologize for not being Nancy Sinatra.
I said, Chesty, you don't need to apologize for anything. Just take your top off or something. Joe Stacks is on the phone line, but we have not had a chance to check his audio. Joe,
greetings, fellow workers.
Hey, not bad, Joe. So,
Labor Day greetings.
Yeah, Labor Day greetings, sure. Okay, so if you're digging it live, it is August 31st, 2013, Labor Day weekend, and we're working hard for yous all, of course, as we're wont to do on a Labor Day weekend here on Area 51. If you happen to be digging it on your underground shortwave experience on 5.110 megahertz upper sideband shortwave. Right? And otherwise, we're doing this, of course, for Rockin' Radio over at rockinradio.com and our buddies over there. But this is the Lost Discs radio show, right, for the next hour. I don't know if you're going to be digging it, quite frankly, but, you know, too bad, because here we are sitting in the 9 o'clock slot. If you tuned in, you think you're going to hear the Lumpy Gravy radio show. Hey, that's coming up in the 10 o'clock Eastern Time Zone hour, just a little under an hour from now, right?
Jimmy, can I say something before we move on?
Yeah, Jess.
You know what really gets my craw?
What?
We were at the booze factory earlier.
What?
And there was a sign that said, "We will be open Monday." It's Labor Day. Isn't that supposed to be about giving the workers a day off, even at the booze factory?
Yeah, you would think so.
Man, that really gets me.
Right. That's right. There's people that have to work on Labor Day, folks, in this great country of ours. What does that say to you? Huh? It's just like them kids, they got to go back to school. Look, we just got to get into the music, folks. We're going to kick it off our first set here with a little bit of rockabilly action on the Argo Records label.
Vacation's over, back to school again. Vacation's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again. I remember when we had a ball, swimming parties and that ain't all. And now, folks, that's all it seems. 'Cause vacation's over, back to school again. Vacation's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again. Well, I remember when we had a day don't you stay so late. And now when we go out at night, we gotta get in before midnight. Cause the game's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again.
Well,
so now we'll study and we'll watch the clock until it's time to let us out. Watch Big Ben until it's summertime again. Cause vacation's over, back to school again. Vacation's over, back to school again. No more running around, summer's gone again.
Well,
vacation's over, vacation's over, vacation's over, back to school again.
Lost Discs Radio.
Can you get through it that way? You make me a malted?
Living in Norfolk, Virginia, have started to glow in the dark. They claim they can turn gold into strawberry jam. Local police say there's nothing they can do.
The governor announced a new poverty program today, which would involve busing children from selected ghetto areas to predetermined places in the country where they could then be exterminated.
We do not want music that will attract the younger crowd to hang around the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look back yonder in 1944. I had two fine women living right door to door. That was too close together. That was too close together. That was too close together. Man, you know that I had to move. Well, I got it one morning about 3:30. I knocked on one door, the other looking at me. That's too close together. That was too close together. That was too close together. Man, you know that I had to move. Well, let's move on out, son.
Thank you.
just to get a little tardy. Father sent out another note all about it. That's too close together. That's too close together. That was too close together, man. You know that I had to move. Well, I thought I'd walk out and have a little fun, before I could get in, Lord, I had to run. That was too close together. That was too close together. Lord, it's too close together, man. You know that I got to move. Well, let's move out, son.
I don't even care if you think I'm crazy anymore.
This is the new realism.
Bobby Randolph, okay, right off the Specialty Records label. See, if you didn't know any better, you'd think that that was one of them sped-up chipmunk voices, novelty record type things. But it's not. That was a kid, Bobby Randolph. And I don't know, that's a pretty hip backing group. That's the only thing that saves that record, man. That's probably Earl Palmer on the drums. You know, all those guys that backed up Little Richard when he was cutting for the Specialty label back in the 50s, and that particular record, of course, comes right out of 1958. And I'm thinking that's probably the same session guys that backed Little Richard that might just be on that tune for that kid there, man. What can I tell you? With Melinda. And before that, it was Lightning Slim on the Excello label out of Nashville with Too Close Blues. Man, we dig in Lightning Slim, not to be confused with Slim Harpo, who he teamed up with in the late 60s there and toured around with a lot. And also not to be confused with one of our favorite country blues guys, Lightning Hopkins. Sorry, that pause was chesty like a deer in the headlights while I pointed to her because I wanted her to say,
I'm not Dr. Doc Brown.
Lightning Hopkins.
I should apologize to the fans that out there that Dr. Doc Brown is not available tonight.
Yeah, we're not expecting Doc to make it, guys and gals. Okay, but anyways, don't worry. There's a chesty chick pic coming up later, and she's got a lot to say about that.
I'm distracted by what my Nana calls the wood pussy out in our, that's wafting through the...
That's right. Say that again.
I apologize. I'm distracted by the wood what my grandmother would call wood pussy smell coming through the windows tonight.
Do, Do we need to explain what a wood pussy is?
I don't think so.
All right, just let that. If you want to know, give them the email. People could chime in on the email address, Chesty.
Yeah, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Email in. I love to hear who's listening out there to what's bouncing off the ionosphere.
Yeah, especially if you're getting on the short wave live tonight over 5110.
I get a little thrill out of that, actually.
Hey,
somebody in Idaho listening from, I don't know.
Yes, that's what we want. We want Chesty to be, you know, have those feelings of being thrilled by your QSL response, folks. And it was the Barbarians off the Laurie label, a mono pressing of the album. That was a cut called What the New Breed Say, which turns out to have been a bubbling under record. Got to number 102 in the charts back in 66, man. You digging that? And Lou Josie. Lou Josie at the top of the set on the Argo label, Vacation's Over. That's actually a bootleg, right? The original Argo 5312 by Lou Josie. The A-side was a thing called Time's a Wastin'. But somebody put out a bootleg with this unreleased rockabilly number called Vacation's Over, and they repressed that 45 to make it look like a legit Argo 45. But it taint, man. It just taint. Okay? It just wasn't. But it very necessary rockabilly nonetheless, okay? Are we digging it, Joe? How you feeling?
Heck yeah. That was some raucous good times already tonight.
Okay. Now that means we're going to go and count down now the record label poll from our website over there. Joe, you want to give them the website address?
You bet I can, Jim E. Knight. It's LostDiscsRadio.com. Discs with a C, .com with a C.
Yeah, you got to spell the word discs with the letter C, folks. None of this, you know. Okay, so over there at LostDiscsRadio.com, among other things, we have three record labels always up. We change them out every couple months or so. And it's where you can vote not just on the music man, but on the old record labels that we love so much. And the poll that, man, we yanked this poll like 2 months ago, but we haven't been able to count it down yet. So here we go. Here's the results, Chesty. You got the stats for us. So hang on, I got to queue up the 45. Stand by for that.
And the results.
Yeah.
Let me know when you get that queued up.
All right, we are queued, Chesty.
Coming in at number three is the Enterprise label.
Lost Its Radio.
Play super hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 3.
The sound of the lazy eggs tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Oh,
The Lazy Eggs off the Enterprise Records label. Poor Boys Always Weep. And now, Chesty, how many votes did that get on the poll?
11. 17% of the votes, 11 votes.
All right. So very good. Coming in third place on the record label poll from our website. Real quick, Joe, anything we need to know about this group, Lazy Eggs?
Okay. Detroit area band. Two singles on the Enterprise label, managed by, at least for a little while, by a guy named Bob Swartz, who was also overseeing Bob Seger and The Last Herd.
Oh, yeah, sure, 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 sure. All right, cool. Very cool. All right, now we're moving it right along. The next 45 is queued up. Go ahead, Chesty, lay the stats on us.
Number two, coming in with the 23 votes.
Yes.
The Star Trek label.
Lost
it.
I can't take no more of this
radio. Play super hit.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Yeah, it's going to be the out of sight sounds now of the extremes on the Star Trek Records label tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.
A peaceful coexistence is a thing that I long for. But I'm trapped inside my room and madness lies behind every door. I try for days escaping that which keeps me bound right where I'm at. But the facts of life remain just like before. Of life just can't be right. Make me see, but to me, their facts of life just can't be right. Oh, no!
Yeah, 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 that's right.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was the Out of Sight Sound of the Extremes on the Star Trek Records label with Facts of Life coming in number two on the poll at our website at lostdiscsradio.com. Joe, real quick, anything we must know about this?
Well, just a question about the label itself. Did it mimic the Star Trek lettering?
Yes.
Why isn't that number one, people?
Right.
These guys were from St. Louis, Missouri. That was the summer shandy. Last of the summer shandy talking right there.
Whoa. Good for you.
That was the... I guess that was the B-side. That was an original track. They did a cover of Substitute on the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
This thing's been comped all over the place, boys and girls.
Well, all right, man. Fine, fair enough. Well, we got the original 45 for you right there, folks. And yes, that was a B-side. Drenched in Fuzz Tone. What's the year on that, Joe? Like 67 or so?
67. And I would describe this, if I had to say one word, tough. T-U-F-F.
The hell you say? My friend. Okay, so anyways,
dig.
You're getting over there to the website where you see the new poll that's up, and frankly, it's been long enough now, we're about ready to change out the current poll that's up on the website, so you might get over there and
this is from vote. June.
Yeah. I just went over and voted now.
Yeah, all right, well.
You have a red top.
Yeah, that's got to be. That's got to be.
And based on that, you know, instant reply, it's like, well, that's the leader right now.
All right.
Let's try to get 100 votes. This poll only got 62.
62 total?
Come on, people, vote on the poll.
Okay, so what do we got for our number one winner, Jesse?
It boldly goes where no one's gone before. Number one, the Vulcan label with 28 votes. Woo!
Lost Discs Radio.
Again? Play Super Hit.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Blind Hog on the Vulcan label tonight, folks.
Lost Discs
Say, man, you know my woman done left me again.
Man, you in bad shape.
I sure do feel low.
You think you feel low? Man, Molly left me and I'm so low I gotta look up to see bottom.
Well, let's get out of this place.
I'm for that. Let's take the next rocket ship to outer space.
We gonna go high, 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 'cause I'm feeling so low. We gonna go high, 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 'cause I'm feeling so low. You know my baby, she done gone away and left me, ooh yeah. My buddy said the same thing done happened to him. Let's get together, find a way to get on.
Naturally, if you take out a cigarette immediately after playing this record, you are not sincerely attempting to stop smoking.
I've been searching, yeah. I've been searching every little which way, yeah. Oh Lord, I'm searching. No, I've been searching, yeah. My goodness, I've been searching every little which way, yeah. And I'm like that northwest mountain. You know I'm gonna bring her in, gonna find her. Will. And if she's hiding right up on Blueberry Hill, am I gonna find that child? You know, whoa, whoa, I will, 'cause I've been searching. Home.
down that street like bulldog drumming, 'cause I've been searching.
Okay, that's Hackamore Brick. So you weren't prepared for me to say that, right? Covering that old Lieber and Stuller tune there, man, that the Coasters made famous, man.
Hackamore.
Searching by Hackamore Brick on the Kama Sutra Records label.
Hmm.
For what it's worth, folks, we'll have to come back to that, see if Joe Stacks wants to say something in a minute. But before that, it was, man, Kent and the Candidates. Off the Double Shot label. And, well, we'll come back to that one, too. And, yes, it was The Music Machine before that with their cover of 96 Tears.
Right.
You're gonna cry now. Okay, yeah. 96 Tears there off the Original Sound Records label. Yes, I was just down the weekend before, down the street here at old Replay Records. And the guy had an original first press stereo copy for like $6. And I said, you going to sell that for $6? And I walked out the door, folks, with that under my arm. What can I tell you? And yes, okay, so we kicked it off. Well, actually, it kicked it off ending with the countdown from the record label Pull at Our Website. And that was Blind Hog on the Vulcan Records label, which was the number one on the poll. From back in the last poll there, with their cover of Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu. And, of course, nobody knows anything about Blind Hogs.
You would think a Blind Hog would be bacon pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's all right there. Who needs Dr. Doug Brown when you've got Chesty with her top on?
I miss those L's.
What's that, Joe?
Chesty just needs to ring the bells a little bit more.
Oh, ring the bell. I can ring the bell, I think.
There we go. That's the way you do it. Okay, so anyways, let's go back through that real quick then, Joe. Well, of course, we all dig The Music Machine, Sean Bonawell and the guys. I don't know if there's anything else we need to know about that.
Just, wow, what a crazy cover.
No kidding.
I mean, their album on Original Sound is like 50-50 covers and intense originals. And it's like, you know, you come out of something like Masculine Intuition or Talk Talk, and then you get this. Or they're like... I don't know, their version of Neil Diamond's song Cherry Cherry after they'd been drinking a lot of cough syrup or something. It's an amazingly weird album for the just mix of stuff that's on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, all right. But now look, Kent and the Candidates. We're a little worried we couldn't find anything about these guys, Joe.
That's a tough one. I mean, according to the best thing I got going there was I was playing on the Google a little bit there.
Yeah.
Came across a blog site called Rock and Roll Hoo Ha What?
Hey,
and they talk about how they feel about that. They kind of preferred the B side of that 45. They liked the neck a little bit more.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
And one of their commenters said that they saw this band many times at the Hilltop Club in Atchison, Kansas. They were by far the best band in the Midwest at the time, and Kent Sprague, the drummer and vocalist, was an incredible singer. So. That's about as much as I found.
Well, you know, we were talking pre-show about this, Joe, and the reason I even was looking for something by this group was because Kent and the Candidates appear in that fabulous B-movie out of about 1969 called The Girl in Gold Boots.
A Ted V. Michaels movie.
Right. Just, wow. So I would encourage anybody to go check out that film if you can stomach it. And just look out for Kent and the Candidates, man. There they were, like Joe said, on the Double Shot label with Go High.
Go High.
Right? Captain Ganja. Speaking of, we'll say hi, by the way, to Captain Ganja in the chat room over there, along with Cosmic Debris.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
And Brad and Static. Bad Andy and all them chappies over there. Hi, guys. Okay, so, Hackamore Brick. I'm sorry. We have to talk about that, Joe.
Well, if we must.
Do we care?
Okay, two guys from Brooklyn. Although,
four
guys participated in the album. Robbie Beige and Bob Roman, Chick Newman and Tommy Moonlight. And it seems like Tommy and Chick were running the show. They cut the one album and the single, Searchin', for Kama Sutra, but things just kind of fell apart after that.
Yeah.
Played around for a little bit, but, you know, just all kind of ended eventually. Now they're back. They met at like a wedding or a reunion of some kind, and those two characters are now recording again as Hackamore Brick. Their website, hackamorebrick.com.
No kidding, man. All right. Well, so real quick on the emails coming in here, it is
emails.
Babs and Slick, our pals in Pennsylvania, have chimed in about the wood pussy that we're smelling. Pretty strong coming through the windows here, folks, on a warm late summer's night. They said that might be wood pussy, but you better double check that that ain't the skunk weed that the neighbor kids are smoking down the parking lot behind the place.
Yeah, I have something to say about the neighborhood.
Nah, what's that? Yeah, no, don't say it. Okay, and then good old Geezer Mountain coming in there on the email, and he's streaming it tonight. And here comes, now here we go. We have a new listener getting it on a shortwave tonight.
Doug from Greenville, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. I get a big thrill out of new listeners.
Woo!
Woo. Thank you, Doug.
North of Pittsburgh.
And right, Slick, I think of you every time I look at the wall. Because yeah, it is north of Pittsburgh. That's right. I think of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I think of Slick every time I look at the wall because there's a picture of the steel stacks over there on 3rd Street.
Yeah, we have that hanging in our studio.
Concerts happen there now instead of making steel.
Yeah, we have some of Slick's artwork hanging up in our studio here, folks. So dig that action. And Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, of course. You know.
In on the email with the faintest hint of a signal on 5110 kilohertz.
He's out
there.
He's a hot firefighter, folks.
Right? You dig that? And he sends some kind of a photo that we're going to have to check out later that he sent in of him in his new glasses looking for Chesty. Oh, my God. All right. We'll be checking that out in a bit there. Folks, you can always get it in on the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Spell discs with a C, and you can respond to this kind of action. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I'm one of those women who can experience things really deeply for the first time.
Hi, folks. My chick pick tonight is a girl group for once in a while called the Wildcats. And it's on the Reprise or Reprise record label, whichever way you want to pronounce it. A promotional label is what we got. And it's called 3625 Groovy Street.
Yeah, a Lee Hazelwood production, folks.
Yeah. Lost Discs Radio.
A chance to really freak out once and for all.
Yeah! Whoa!
See the future.
Mm-hmm.
satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction, so I try and I try and I try and I try.
Seriously demented sounds now of Bohemian Vendetta off the Mainstream Records label. Come on, everyone try. Come on, get on the microphone. Dr. Right. Dog Brown just walked in. Try.
I walked in for the 10 o'clock show.
He can't get
no.
No. Come on, Joe, say it with me. Ready? We can't get
no.
No. God, I think neighbors are going to be calling the cops, man. The windows are open. This can't go very well.
This is an all-time great.
This is great, man. You just got in on the very exact last 2 minutes of the show. That's some kind of new
record. So when's the show starting?
New kind of record for you, man. Yeah. You didn't get the 9 o'clock Eastern time zone memo, Doc?
I couldn't find it, no.
Look, before that, it was also Satisfaction from the Wild Ones live at the Arthur on the United Artists record label. I don't know if everybody's okay with that. Joe, anything you want to say real quick? Let's forget about the Wild Ones. We've talked about them before because they did the theme song for that movie, Lord Love a Duck.
No.
Sure.
We'll see.
But Bohemian Vendetta, I'm always a little worried.
No, I'm good.
Joe?
Well, I mean, that was an amazing and intense version of Satisfaction by Bohemian Vendetta.
Yeah,
holy moly. One album, a single for mainstream, and a single for United Artists, and they were gone. Just like that. One of the guys in the band, the guitarist, ended up playing with Fane Jade.
Oh, yeah.
If you're familiar with that.
Sort of.
So, I mean, that's the big story there. Both these guys and the Wild Ones cut a single apiece, I think, for United Artists. Wild Ones were on Mainline and Mala as well.
Oh, okay. We'll dig that.
And Arthur was a nightclub.
Yeah, man.
In NYC.
Very cool. All right. Well, so, folks, you've been digging it on Area 51. We have heard in now from tons of people on the email, unbelievably, including a guy in Calvert County, Maryland, who's getting a signal 5 over with his skinny dipole and his Radio Shack DX390. Okay, you dig that?
So, skinny dipole?
Yeah, what can I tell you, folks? Yes. Wayne in North Carolina, Scotty and Peg in upstate New York, Filthy Phil in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Matt in Cleveland have all emailed in tonight, folks. And if you're digging it, get over to rockandradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine this month. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and his program over there, folks, you can't miss it. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri Fi Phillips. It's all waiting for you over there at rockandradio.com. And that's when you're not over at our own website, digging it, lostdiscsradio.com. Joe, thanks for sitting in shotgun.
Always a pleasure. Great show, man.
Yeah. Chesty, thanks for doing what you do. You can put your bra back on if you feel so inclined. And Dr. Doc Brown, thank you for the effort, man. That means everything. The effort, right? We will dig you next month exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.